We are learning Maseches Sadarim, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting a Braisa on Daf Mem Gimel Beis, three lines from the bottom. So we had before two Pshatim in Rabbi Yossi, either Rabbi Yossi that says asers someone to be mafker something in order to give it to the friend who can't have enough mem. Rabbi Yossi says he can't do that. Either Pshat is because he holds Hefker, the way Hefker works is that you could be Chayzer, and since you could be Chayzer, so it's considered coming from you to the person who can't have enough from you. Or pshat is that really hefker works. Just as a new din that's gzeirat ma'as beis chayron. Our gemara today that we're learning today on Daf Mem Dalet is when you're going for the havmi the pshat and Rabbi Yossi, the first pshat and Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yechanan's pshat. So we're going to bring a brisa that sounds like it's partly rabban and partly Rabbi Yossi. So let's see the brisa. Tanya, learn to the brisa. Hamafkir es sodeu. This is talking about a case. This is the Sefta in Maseches Maaseres. The halacha is, when something is hefker, it's potter from maaser. That's the halacha. So a landowner who has he's harvesting a huge amount, maaser is 10%, it's a lot of money, so he has a great idea. He's going to mafkir his entire field, and then be zeich again. Now he's zeich from the hefker, not from himself, he mafkir the whole field. And he'll pot himself from maaser. And really, he does it in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning. No one knows about it. He'll be devastated if anyone comes and takes it. So he makes it hefker 4 o'clock in the morning. He goes back and he's zeich in it. And finished. He's part of the maisa. So what's the halacha? So it says in the braisa, in the tesefta, mafke es sadeu, if he's mafke his field, kol shloish yom yachal achzboi. All 3 days he can be chayzer. Mekam ve'elech and yachal achzboi. After that, he can't be chayzer. Like the Ran explains, that this could be going according to the Kuli Alma. Because here, it's a Darabon and Degadin, that because of Xeris Ramayim, that because of a Ramai might do the shtick we just said, that he's in a mafkid, doesn't really mean to mafkid, it's a harama. He wants to be mafkid in order to pat himself a maaser. So therefore, we were mesakein that the first 3 days, he could be chayzer. Not only that, if someone else comes and zeich in it, he also could be chayzer. Even after the guy picked it up, he could still be chayzer. Why? Because if you don't make that takana, the Rami won't believe in you, and they won't believe that you're saying, oh, it's not really hefker. But now that you're saying that even if someone's zeich in it, you could take it back, he believes really now that you're right, that the Rabbanu will oikar than hefker. So therefore, even if he goes back and zeich in it, it's not called from the hefker, it's not part of the maisa, because that's considered a chazara. He's being chayzer on that. And it could be chayzer. Even if someone else is zeich in it, you could be chayzer. So therefore, it's not really called a hefker. It's not really called a hefker. So that's the halacha why for the first 3 days it could be chayzer. After that, usually a rami doesn't keep it going. This mirage doesn't keep it going for 3 days that he's making it a hefker. And therefore, after 3 days already, he can't be chayzer. It's taka a good hefker. And even if loy zacha by adam, still he can't be chayzer. Because after 3 days, no gzeres hamayim. That's the first part of this brisa. The mafkes deo kosher shiom yachal achzboi. Mekam ve'elech yachal achzboi. Zok the brisa vayta. Omar, he says, tehei sodazu mufkeres l'yoyim echad. He says, this field should be mufker for 1 day only. 1 day. L'shabbos achas. Well, he says, we have hefker for 1 week. U'l'chodesh echad. Or for 1 month. U'l'shona achas. Or for 1 year. L'shavu achas. For 1 shmita cycle. So the halacha is like this. If no one's zeichin it, bein hu, bein achar, not him, not someone else, then yachal achzavah, he can be chayzer. Mishu zachaba, bein hu, bein achar, say him or say someone else, is zeichin it, and yachal achzavah, he can't be chayzer from the hefker anymore. So now, in this part, this last sefer, so, Bishlam on a case, mishu zachaba, bein hu, bein achar, and yachal achzavah, that could be a kuliyama, because once someone's zeichin, obviously he can't be chayzer. And even Rav Yossi will agree in this case that if the owner himself is zeicha, also he's zeicha in a hefker. Because the maaser wasn't chayzer, he just was zeicha in it. But the other part of this sefer that says, Ad sheloy zocha bo, beinu beinacha yochel achza, before zechia, he could be chayzer, before anyone was zeicha, he could be chayzer, l'chayra, it sounds like Rabbi Yossi. Reish Rabbon and sefer Rabbi Yossi. Like according to Rabbi Yochanan, we said pshat and Rabbi Yossi is, that someone makes something hefker, he could be chayzer. This is not going according to Rava's pshat of Gzeirot Nematlas Beis Chayron. In that case, you can't be Chayzer. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that says pshat Rabbi Yossi is it could be Chayzer, so this sounds like Rabbi Yossi, because if you're Rabbanon, you can't be Chayzer from Hefker. You only can be Chayzer the first 3 days that we said before, Mafker Sadeu. But in this case, There's no chazara whatsoever. Even the first 3 days. Why? If you're Rabbanan, why? Because here it's not a chashash ramai. A ramai doesn't make something hefker for 1 day, 1 week. He doesn't do such a thing. Because he plans on taking it back right away. He'll say hefker forever. He plans to take it back right away. Therefore, there's no ramai in such a case. So here, we're not talking about a ramai. El chayr, you shouldn't be able to be chayzer. So what's pshat? It says that ad shaloy zochaba, beinu beinacha yochel achzar, hekki be chayzer, according to the Rabbanan. So it must be Reish Rabbanan, Sefer Rabbi Yossi. The Reish Rabbanan and the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi. And the truth is that if you want to say Rabbi Yossi, you didn't have to say a funny case of Lashon Achas or Shabbos Achas. You could have said any hefkers like that. But the Maisa, that was the case. You could have said that, but that's Maisa. It's Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't stim according to Rabbanan. Now, why would a picture case then? Because there, the difference is like this. That if he was Zoicha, the Loch is he can't be Chayzer, there it's not similar, the Hefker that's a Zman and Hefker that's forever. Because if it's a Hefker, if it's a Hefker that's forever, it's different than this type of Hefker. Therefore, that's the Halacha. That's what we're saying here, the Chilik over here. So Akaponim, so just getting clear, we have a Kash over here, that's Shver. That Hefker Reisha, it sounds like the Rabbanah. Why? What's the right ratio of Rabbanon? Because it's become Ve'elech and Yechel Achzabai. From after 3 years, it can't be Chayzer. Pre Rabbanon always can be Chayzer. So Tosav and Zeichen it. So the ratio sounds like it's going according to the Rabbanon. And the Sefer sounds like it's going according to Rabbi Yossi because it says you can be Chayzer right away. So that's the Shverkite over here. That's the Shverkite over here. That's ratio of Rabbanon and Sefer Rabbi Yossi. So you might as well have two Terutzim. Ula's Teretz and Resh Lakish's Teretz. Ula, Amma Ula. It could stim all like Rabbanan. Sefer Nami Rabbanan. The Sefer is Rabbanan. Again, the Reisha is Mashmas Rabbanan. Why? Because the Reisha says, Mekan Ve'elech and Yochel Achzavar. You can't be Choyzer after 3 days. That's not Rabbi Yossi. So, I'm going to say it's all Rabbanan. Either Sefer says, you could be Choyzer. That actually Zachabah Bein Hu Bein Acha. Before him or someone else is Zeichen it. Yochel Achzavar. He could be Choyzer. So the Shaila is, so Lachar, how can be Choyzer for your Rabbanan? Rabbanan hold, you can't be Choyzer. So Mara says like this: Ulam Sefer Nami Rabbanan. Yochi Amai actually Zochah by Benu Benachah Yochel Achzavai. Shani Shana Shvuah Leshchichi. The answer is like this: that since he made this funny type of hefker, which is not a normal thing, where Oimid Das, where Amdina Ladaite, like the Ran says, that since he didn't want to be mafker hefker Ulam, he still wanted to keep it by himself a little bit, a certain amount. So even in that time that he was mafker it, Loi Nichalei the Lepik Merushusei Ad Zochah BeIdach. I mean, just like he held on to this hefker to a certain extent, because he didn't make it hefker forever. So the same way he held on to it in a certain way that he could still be chayzer in it until the other guy is zeicher. And therefore, the rabbanon hold that a hefker that's the zman, it's like Rabbi Yossi's regular hefker elamis. And therefore, the sefer could be gevaldik like the rabbanon. And the halach is that you can be chayzer. Why? Because it's only a hefker l'zman. When it's a hefker l'zman, we hold that Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Yossi. That's one mahalach in the Braisa. Again, the Braisa is a steer ratio to Sefer. The first mahalach is like Rabbi Yossi. Rosh Lakish Amar, a second pshat. No, he said, when the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, ratio Nami Rabbi Yossi. If the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi, how do we see it's Rabbi Yossi? Because it says you can be chayzer, so the ratio is also Rabbi Yossi. Either ratio says after 3 days you can't be chayzer. What's the plan on that? Why do we say after 3 days it can't be chayzer? We don't want to forget the Torah's hefker. What does it mean? We don't want to forget Torah's hefker. Why don't we want to forget the Torah's hefker? It means like this: that if you always could be chayzer, so then people will think that it's not really hefker. But the halacha is for your basis, it is really hefker, and you're really part of a meiser. So if you always say you could be chayzer, so people will think that even that the halacha is that there's a chiyuv, there really is a chiyuv ma'aser on that, because they're going to hold that it's not the raya is he's saying you always can be chayzer, so it's not a real ma'aser, and they're going to say that they're going to take off ma'aser from here on another place, and it's going to be from mechiyuv al aptura, aptura chiyuv, so there. There's going to be a problem. They're going to say to themselves, well, look at this. You know, if the guy can be chayzer, well, it must be a matana. So it must be Chayiv and Meiser. If it's Chayiv and Meiser, well, they're going to come to take off Meiser, Mimokim Acher, and say, on this, Loch is Chiva Abtur. Look like this. Something's Pata Meiser. So I take off part of that, and I say, this should be 10% for that. The Loch doesn't work. Why not? Because this is Pata Meiser. It's not real, Chiva Meiser. That's Aloch. And if you do that, the other thing's still Tevel. It's a major Chorban. So here, the guy who Zeichet says, what do you mean? This is not real Hefker. The guy can be Chayzer. It's not real Hefker. So you think it's not real hefker. So therefore, we said after 3 days it can't be chayzer, and that shows people that it's a real hefker. So that's why we don't have to stack of teres hefker. That's the reason. So frankly, tomorrow yachal film yom rishonami. So that even the first day you should be able to be chayzer lahava hefker. You should not be able to be chayzer be hefker because you don't want people to forget about it. Amar Rabba, the teretz is the same shot we said in the rabbanon in the reisha. And play our ramoyim the mafkirim v'hadrim b'hem because there are ramoyim who are mafkir and then they zeicha back themselves with it. And they say, oh, I'm being zeich from the hefker. So therefore we said, the first 3 days, no matter what, you could be chayzer. You could be chayzer. So what comes out? We're saying over here like this, that really, you could be chayzer even after 3 days, according to Rav Yossi. It's just after 3 days can be chayzer. There are bon and digadin. We want to remember, want everyone to remember, it's a thing called hefker. Therefore, after 3 days, it can't be chayzer. So it's one on the first day. To remember, Torah says, no, first 3 days we're worried about Ramayim, who are being mafkir their stuff, and just in order to eat the Paris. So, Freyti Gemara Kasha, Avil de Araisa, lo have a hefker, but you tell me when a guy is choizer after 3 days, according to Rabbi Yossi, what's the halacha? Lo have a hefker, right? After 3 days choizer, lo have a hefker. Avil Raisa, lo have a hefker. Vidilma, maybe, Osi la surim, rachiv abtum, to rachiv. Now you have the opposite problem. You have the opposite problem. Because after 3 days, the guy goes ahead and chayzer, and he's chayzer. The guy goes ahead and he's chayzer from a thing. He's chayzer. We say it doesn't work, right? It does not work. He can't be chayzer. Medina, he could be chayzer, but he can't be chayzer, right? So l'chayra in such a case, you're going to say, let's say he goes ahead and he's zoicha from the hefker. Let's say he himself goes and so he was chayzer, and he himself was zoicha. The loch is that it's talking about hefker. Taken out hefker, if in case he was chayzer, it's taken out hefker. But we're going to say no. Al tzgzeris ramayim, we're calling it hefker still. So it's going to be only chayv meiser. It's going to really be part of a meiser. So therefore, this is a case of a part of a meiser. So they're going to say what? No, it's a part of meiser midiraisa. It's a part of meiser. Why? Because
it's not real hefker.
No, right. That's the problem. Midiraisa is not real hefker. Avad the Raisa does not really have Kuzi's Chayzer, but it shouldn't be Potter. But the problem is they made a din that it is Hefker. The Rabbanon made a din it is Hefker. The Rabbanon, it's Hefker. Exactly, that's the problem. So the Rabbanon, we said that it's Hefker, and we said it's Hefker. Now, they're going to tell you that you have to give Maisa still. They're going to tell you have to give Maisa, because they're going to tell you they're going to have to be Maisa. And people are going to think that the whole chi of mice is only with the rabbanon. That's what they're going to think, because they're going to say, "Oh, really? It's a real hefker." But it's a real hefker. But it's only chayiv with the rabbanon. The problem is, it's really chayiv with the raisa. That's the problem. It's really chayiv with the raisa, and not the rabbanon. What's going to happen over here? Really, this thing is chayiv with the raisa and mice. Why? Because if a guy is chayiv with the maisa, it turns out he's never hefker. But we said Chazar doesn't work. Chazar doesn't work. So it's still Hefker. Still is going to Hefker. We actually tell him he has to take off Maisa, but he thinks to himself, it's only the Rabbanon that Maisa. That's what he thinks to himself. It's only a Maisa, the Rabbanon. So he's going to have another case that's a the Rabbanon, the Gechi of Maisa. For example, a flower pot without a hole, it's Chayav the Rabbanon. And he's going to take Maisa from this on that. They're both the Rabbanons. That's what he's going to say to himself. Because really, this is Hefker. This is Hefker, really. And the Rabbanon say Chayiv Maisa. Okay, it's some kind of Chumrah. They said we should make Chayiv Maisa. But really, Chayiv Midaraisa. He's not going to chop that. And he's going to take Mechiv Al Aptor or Mator Al Chiv. Because this is really Chayiv Midaraisa. So it's come out a major problem over here, according to Rabbi Yossi. If you're Chayzer, it's really Chayiv Maisa Raisa. He's not going to realize that. V'dilma Asul Asuri Mechiv Al Aptor Mator Al Chiv. Some more answers. The Amri Lei Yitalim Kimaseres Aser Minei Bei. When we make the din that when someone is chayzer, the halach is you have to take off meiser. We say you take off meiser minei ubei. You have to take off meiser minei ubei. when we say this drabbanon d'gedin, you have to take a ma'aser, then halach is that you take mineube. Only mineube means from this alone, and therefore you're not going to take on anything else. You never take anything else, never come to any chorban. So akaponim, the bottom line is we have two pshatim in the brisa. We have ula's pshat and we have shlokas pshat. Ula's pshat is that it's all going according to the rabbanon. The question was in the sefer Haki b'chayzet haritzis, since he made it lizman, so therefore it's similar to Rabbi Yossi's hefker. Where there you don't mean to mafker legamri, and therefore you can be chayzet. Rosh Lakish says that it's all Rabbi Yossi. It's all Rabbi Yossi. What's pshat in the ratio? It says makam ve'elachin lachma. You can be chayzet forever according to Rabbi Yossi. Teretz is, after 3 days, we said you can't be chayz anymore. Why? Because we want people to remember this din hefker. But lemaisa, we asked the kasha that after 3 days, if you are chayz, it works. If you're chayz, it works. It makes it ois hefker. It made ois hefker, really chayv deraisa. Teretz is, we made you take off maisa derabana. Okay, make you take off maisa derabana, but it's a problem because they're going to think it's only derabana. And that we say, you take maisa meneube. It's only take from the thing itself, you take maisa and not. You take from the not on something else, and therefore you won't come to any problems. So al kaponim, that's where we're holding now the ulas pshat and Rosh Lakish pshat. So the Gemara is going to ask a kasha now on Rosh Lakish from the following brayso.